If you simply got your Sunday back and got more rest, how would you show up more enthusiastic and more willing to walk in that classroom and provide your students with even better educational experiences than you already are? And so it's looking at it from that perspective, and that seems to be calming a lot of teachers' fears.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns, and welcome to today's bonus episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If you're used to joining me on Tuesdays for new episodes, you are in for a treat. This is a special bonus episode of the podcast in partnership with Five Star Technology Solutions. Just like on Tuesdays, these bonus episodes are designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. If we mention something you'd like to check out, you'll find the link to it in the show notes. So don't forget to head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the links and resources from today's episode. This episode is sponsored by Five Star Technology Solutions, your partner in K-12 EdTech support. Technology issues shouldn't impact a student's learning experience. Five Star's team of professional development specialists, data analysts, cybersecurity engineers, and EdTech experts are here to help you solve your unique technology needs and keep educators focused on their students. Whether you want to visualize assessment scores with easy-to-use dashboards, assess your technology environment, or tackle AI in the classroom, their team of licensed educators will be there every step of the way. Learn more at fivestartech.com. That's fivestartech.com. Today's episode is titled, How to Prepare Educators for Excellence in AI, bonus episode with Five Star Technology Solutions. And I chat with Lisa Kutchell and Joe Marshall from Five Star Technology Solutions today. We talk about the evolving role of artificial intelligence in education, their observations from the field, and how to make sure educators in all roles are prepared to tackle the challenges and make the most of both the benefits of using AI in educational settings, as well as some of the things that might get in our way as we are trying out new technologies over the course of the school year. Let's go ahead and dive into the conversation. Welcome to the podcast today. I am so excited to chat with you both about a big topic that it feels like everyone is talking about, but with I know a special perspective today. But before we dive into all of that, Joe, Lisa, can you share with us a bit about your roles in education? What does your day-to-day look like?
Yeah, so my name is Joe Marshall. I'm a professional development specialist with Five Star Technology Solutions. I spent 10 years, over 10 years in the classroom, fourth and fifth grade, a little bit of middle school math. And so now my day-to-day is working one-on-one with educators, building workshops to support teachers, and also working with some national partners on presenting education tools around the nation. So on the day-to-day, I'm hearing from teachers, working with teachers, and trying to provide support as they're building great learning experiences for students.
Yeah, and my name is Lisa Kutchell. I am the vice president of our professional learning team here at Five Star. And my day-to-day is still interacting with teachers. I have also a teaching background. I taught middle school science for 10 years. I was also in a tech director role for a good while. I was a director of e-learning as well before I moving to Five Star. And I find myself in the day-to-day working a lot with school leaders, state leaders. We've got several national research projects that we've got going on, things like that. So my interactions are more with the school leadership teams that are out there.
Well, I'm excited to have both of your perspectives, all the things that you are hearing right in the field. And Joe, maybe I'll start with you here. But, you know, this idea of AI, although we've been hearing about it for a bit, it does seem to have snuck up on schools, you know, pretty quickly over the course of this school year. We're about halfway through the school year in many spaces. What are you hearing out in the field from teachers?
Well, there's really a few buckets of what we're seeing from teachers when it comes to AI. First, there's a group of teachers that are already utilizing AI as a priority tool, as they are preparing lessons, as they are differentiating instruction. There's also another bucket that's open to utilizing AI as a support tool, but they have no idea where to start because the tools are, as you said, sneaking up on educators and districts, and they don't know where to begin to dig in. And then there's a third group that we like to call our robot group that is just the sci-fi aspect of AI and what they have seen. And so they have a lot of fears about what kind of Pandora's box, if you will, may open up as they begin to dive into these tools. And so we're really hearing from these three buckets of teachers, and we're trying to blend in that conversation amongst all of them. Like we say, would you like to have your Sundays back? And finding a way to utilize AI to take a lot of work off of their plates. And that seems to be opening up a lot of those groups to greater conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I'm seeing a lot of the same things when talking with teachers, and every teacher has a unique set of emotions when you mention AI. Sometimes, you know, I say that, feel your feelings, right? And you can hold all those feelings at the same time in these conversations. So when you find yourself in a conversation with a teacher that is unsure or overwhelmed by this concept, you know, where do you start? And what about that adventurous teacher that can't wait to try out all the things? How do you support and encourage both of these groups?
Yes. And so one of the things that we do is we talk to educators about where are those accessibility points within your classroom that you may be struggling with on a day-to-day basis as you are planning lessons, as you are trying to relate to your students. And so for some of them, it may be differentiation. I know for me, teaching fourth and fifth grade, when you have 4 to 5 subjects to teach every day, you have 3+ levels of groups within those subjects, and you're planning 15+ lessons a week. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to the time and effort into that, maybe that's a place where AI can save you some time in that differentiation. Maybe it's accessibility for students. I know that for me, I taught a lot of multilingual students. And a lot of times having to translate different materials and text into that student's native language to provide that accessibility would have been huge for me. And so there are all these little areas in which we share with teachers that they may find in for how they can let down the wall a little bit and allow AI to kind of be that personal assistant.
And that's such a great framing, right? That idea of saving time, right? Helping assist in the day-to-day tasks. Sometimes I call them the tedious tasks, right? Or the things that we wish we could pass off to someone else, or in this case, something else, right? And so Lisa, you know, what concerns, needs, and ideas are you hearing out in the field from school leaders? You know, for those school leaders that have AI at the top of their list to investigate.
Yeah, you know, I think as school leaders, we have the same set of emotions, right? We go through and there's lots of fears and concerns. Of course, our student privacy is at the top of the list. You know, do we have the digital literacy skills that we need in order to utilize these tools effectively rather than it just being kind of this rabbit that we chase down a rabbit hole of things. So making sure that we're keeping student learning at the forefront when we're dealing with AI rather than chasing after a shiny new object. Mm-hmm. I think that is something that our school leaders still wrestle with. And as a school administrator, you know, it was always a tricky balance. You have to not only take care of policy and making sure we've got the right prompt, acceptable use policies, all of those things that come with running a school. But we also have to equally make sure that we're watching out for our school culture. And again, making sure we're utilizing it in the right way. So there's been a lot of resources that have been shared here recently from really good thought leaders out there. I know, Monica, you're going to share, you know, a collection of links in those show notes that we've gathered over time, but even our new national ed tech plan that just launched yesterday here in the end of January, you know, I think having both the policy pieces covered as well as your culture pieces covered, and then just making sure student learning That's what it's all about. At the end of the day, that's the driving force behind any change that's happening in our school.
Yeah. And you both alluded to the professional learning of it all, right? And how PD is so important to the process of making all of this happen. And, you know, I would say for the most part, everyone agrees that educators need more time and support learning something new, right? Especially in a world that it just feels like it's moving fast, right? And constantly evolving. And, you know, Joe, how have you been helping teachers grow their skills with AI? What is the impact that it's having on student learning?
Yes. So, you know, part of what we do at Five Star is partnering with school districts, with teachers, with schools, and allowing them to know, you know, we have a dedicated team of individuals that we saw this boom in AI coming. And so, you know, we jumped headfirst into it and started looking at tools. We started looking at responsible use policies. We started doing the digging that a lot of teachers don't have time for. And so when I sat last week in a PD for seventh and eighth grade teachers to show them the benefits of how AI could save them time in their planning, also support new teachers, it was great to see them rally around each other. And so they were beginning to have conversations. Oh, you know how you're struggling with this lesson, or you're having trouble with this period. And they started asking AI questions about how they could reach certain students. And so, you know, that was a big eye opener for me, is seeing that, you know, when I was in the classroom so many times, you're so inundated, everything that you're doing on a daily basis. So to have someone else come in who's done the digging and say, okay, we've had great conversations about what your needs are. Let's start to do some investigating together. And in the same way we want teachers kind of walking students through the journey, we lead teachers through that journey of discovering how AI can really benefit them and their students' learning as well.
And it really is that journey, right, of exploring new things, having deep conversations, unpacking what's possible in different learning environments. I love that example, Joe, of working with a group of middle school teachers, right, who probably have some common needs, common experiences, and that are bringing their own, right, particular situations, right, into that conversation. So, you know, Lisa, what can school leaders do to help build capacity for AI tools in their schools?
Yeah, we're slowly starting to see state level guidance documents come out around artificial intelligence. I think we're up to maybe at the time of this recording, about 5 states that have released that. We've got our national ed tech plan. All of them have got this foundational theme or cornerstone saying professional learning is important to artificial intelligence. We've got to have time to play, to discover, collaborate with each other. So really making sure we set some of those experiences and opportunities up for our staff and ourselves included in that mix, because it's constantly evolving. We are all learning at the same time. And so staying ahead of that, you know, is tricky. We feel like we're maybe just baby steps ahead of where our students are at, or maybe we're, you know, on the opposite side where we're learning from them. And I think having that culture of learning and growing together and exploring together. And along with that comes, you know, acknowledging fails. You know, I've tried AI a couple times. I'm like, this isn't even anything like what I want. So I need to refine my prompts. I need to seek out maybe a different tool or ask my question in a different way. And sharing some of that experience with others will help us all grow. But I think initially, so if AI is just starting to be on your steering committee agendas and kind of your faculty meeting lists and things like that, I think having that common language is really essential. There are lots of different types of AI. When someone says generative AI, you know, it means lots of different things. To me, I always say that's the creating AI, right? So I asked to reinforce some of those definitions. So having that, you know, common language with your staff, with your students, those are small wins that we can implement immediately in a faculty meeting with different activities and such that will get us, get that ball rolling to where we're all speaking the same when it comes to artificial intelligence.
And those small or quick wins, like you said, can add up, right? They can make a big difference and really help move towards building up skills so that we're using AI responsibly and safely. So, you know, there's an undeniable fear that comes along with something that's unknown or disruptive innovation, especially in education spaces. You know, what are those fears? You know, Lisa, maybe you can share a bit about those fears that school leaders are sharing around AI, and what are we doing to face those fears or address those concerns?
Yeah, you know, artificial intelligence, it harkens back to my days of when we went one-to-one with devices and it was a real disruption, and we needed to invest in that professional development, but not only for my staff, but I also needed to invest in teaching my community what this change was going to mean for the experience their student was having at school. So I think as a school leader, you know, we're facing fears. Are we going to have parents? I can remember having lots of conversations about those devices going home with their students. They're going to break. Someone's going to be watching them through the webcam. You know, I think there's a lot of these community concerns and fears, those emotions we spoke to earlier. Our parents have the same. And so as a school leader, we're the forefront of filtering through some of those concerns and answering those questions. So I think having resources to provide our community, our technology departments, those caregivers out there, and then also digital literacy. I mentioned that earlier. It's paramount. We've got to, you know, bridge that digital use divide. That's a thread that's coming out in our national ed tech plan as well. So we've got to assess where we're at with digital literacy. Five Star's got a really great assessment tool that we use that's research-backed. We call it our impact analysis, but we can go in and survey and take a real close look at where you're at with digital literacy, but then provide some data feedback from that. So we can make some real good informed decisions, because if we don't have the digital literacy skills, and then try and layer on all these AI tools, it's not going to take us anywhere where we want to go. And it may hinder our student learning, which is why we're doing what we're doing. So,
yeah. And we'll link out to those resources, like the ones that you mentioned, so people can learn a bit more about that. And, you know, Lisa, you gave really that leadership perspective, right? Things that you're hearing from people in the field, steps that are being taken. Joe, are teachers facing the same fears? What strategies can we implement in a classroom environment to help overcome those fears?
Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of teachers, when they first hear AI, there's an initial fear that it's going to interrupt student learning and that students will utilize it as a source to cheat rather than a source to grow. And so one of the conversations that we've had a lot is about a mindset shift. Mm-hmm. And how can we begin to look at instruction from a way that if something can be automated, then maybe it's not the best utilization of our time and effort.
Right.
If we're looking at students learning as more of a skill-based learning environment, leaning more towards that inquiry-based learning model, and where students are driving their learning, then we start to see AI as a tool that can bridge a lot of gaps. It can allow students the opportunity to, in the same way we're allowing teachers to be more efficient and to save time, we really push teachers to approach AI with the 80-20 rule, which really simply states that 80% of what we spend our time and effort on is only impacting 20% of the results. And so what is that small 20% that I really need to focus on that's going to have 80% impact on my results? And then I let AI handle the other 80%. Me spending a lot of time thinking about what I'm going to wear every single morning isn't having the best impact on my work effort. How can I better spend my time utilized on learning tools, being more efficient, and showing up as the best possible me? As I've told all the teachers that I'm helping to coach, if you simply got your Sunday back and got more rest, how would you show up more enthusiastic and more willing to to walk in that classroom and provide your students with even better educational experiences than you already are. And so it's looking at it from that perspective, and that seems to be calming a lot of teachers' fears.
And I think that's just such a fantastic message for listeners who are wondering what to prioritize this school year, who are questioning, you know, what their next steps around all of this might be. So as we wrap up here, I want to make sure that everyone listening knows what Five Star can do for them, right? What it can do to support their work. Can you just give us a bit more information, and then I'll make sure to link out to everything that people may want to click on and explore after listening today?
Yeah, so I'll tackle that one. If anything, you know, we could share today, I really want them to know that Five Star is here to help. We understand we're there with you in the trenches. We're there partnering alongside of schools. We are our whole entire team are educators, and we keep our license active. So we are here to help not only teachers, but also, you know, help, you know, divide that, go across that bridge, I guess, of our divide with our admin coaches. We mentor a lot of coaches. We can help connect the dots for communities. And we really want to help free up time for teachers to focus on the human elements of their job. That is something that no AI tool can ever replace. So being able to utilize those tools to give you more time to do what's really important. We know that AI is going to be a part of students' futures. It's a college career-ready skill we've got to teach. So Five Star's team has designed a lot of professional learning in multiple modes. So we've got self-paced content. We've got, you know, asynchronous, synchronous. We can come on site to your school. We can do coaching in small waves. We want it to really be reaching you wherever you're at. And so we're here to help. We've done the work. We've processed the data. We've designed these fabulous professional learning opportunities that fit any school, organization, or audience. So we would love to connect and be part of that story together.
Well, thank you both so much for your time today, for sharing just such great thought starters and ideas and resources for educators who are curious about this topic.
Thanks, Monica.
Yep, thank you.
It was lots of fun chatting with Joe and Lisa today. So let's make this EdTech easy with a few key points from the episode. Identify where AI can save time and improve learning in your classroom. Focus on impactful efforts, letting AI handle routine tasks for efficiency. Build a solid foundation for AI integration by boosting digital literacy. Access tailored professional learning for seamless integration. Remember, you can find the show notes and full list of resources from this episode by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast. That's where you'll also find the ways to connect with the team at Five Star Technology Solutions. Thanks again to the team at Five Star Technology Solutions for sponsoring today's episode. Don't forget to visit fivestartech.link/CTT to access all of the resources mentioned in today's discussion, from professional learning and technology services to data analytics and staff evaluations. Five Star Technology Solutions is your partner in all things EdTech. This March will celebrate 5 years of the Easy EdTech podcast. To help celebrate, I'm hoping you can do us a favor. Leave a rating or review for the podcast wherever you're listening today. Spotify will let you tap on the stars, and Apple Podcasts will let you tap on the stars and leave a 1 or 2 sentence review. A big thank you in advance for helping us get ready to celebrate this March.